Come.
Hey, let's do some listener questions. David.
This first one comes to us from Paul. He says, howdy, Ralph and Steve and David. I live in Colorado District 3. QAnon believer, far-right extremist Lauren Boebert is now our representative. She has made it clear she has no intention of representing my family, my neighbors, or fellow Democrats. In fact, she's shown hate for us. As I write this, she's tweeting lies about the election. I won't stand for this, and neither will others in our district. So I'm going to follow what I've heard you talk about. I'm going to summons Congresswoman Boebert to town hall meetings. I read your books, How the Rats Reformed the Congress and Breaking Through Power. Maybe I need to read them again because I don't get what I need to do to get Congresswoman Boebert to come to a meeting. What did I miss in the books? Is there a step-by-step guide somewhere? I want her to attend our meeting in person, but right now in Colorado, there are restrictions on gatherings. So unless the restrictions are lifted by the time I organize the meeting, Zoom will have to do to start. What do I do if she doesn't show up?
Well, right on, Paul. You're doing exactly what I would suggest be done. You're trying to turn your congresswoman from a tweeter to a meeter. And the way to do that in a COVID time is obviously through Zoom. And what you do is you increase the number of people in her district who are asking her to meet, and post-COVID to meet in person. No flacks, no intermediaries, no rhetoric, just eyeball-to-eyeball meetings in a town hall-type format. And you should reread the rat book, How the Rats Reform Congress, because that really has a lot of suggestions and ways you can overcome apathy and get people to focus. She is a first-term member of Congress. I don't know much about her at all, but she does want to get reelected. And it's easy to be a flamboyant campaigner in a campaign, but now she's going to have to face the needs of her constituents, which are in reality, not virtual reality. So develop an agenda that's widely popular by all people. You can see many things like living wage and Medicare for All and others, and then present it to her and say, we would like a extensive Zoom town meeting with you. Here's the agenda and what's your schedule.
Don't you include a summons in your book?
Yes, there's a summons in Breaking Through Power, whereas, and then you fill in the now therefore part with the issues that you want to discuss or the kind of performance you expect of her. She's got to get serious now.
In some ways, I would think the conditions where we have to do Zoom meetings make this easier because there are no excuses for not being able to be physically present. It's much easier.
That's very true. Not quite as effective as an in-person meeting, but far more convenient in terms of scheduling, in terms of getting a lot of people who may not want to get into their vehicles or walk down to a town meeting on board. You get a much larger audience that way. But it's very important for you to provide her with the names and occupations of all the people that agree with you to have a Zoom meeting where you, the people in her district, set the agenda.
Very good. Thank you for that question, Paul Kules. This next question